KLSA News, I'm John Schaefer. Police in Southern California say they found a number of weapons and ammunition at the home of the man suspected of carrying out Saturday night's mass shooting in Monterey Park.
Items that lead us to believe the suspect was manufacturing homemade firearm suppressors. An unknown amount, I say unknown amount, and I'll explain that here, of 308 caliber and 9mm caliber ammunition.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna, after that deadly shooting, the suspect was found dead Sunday from a self-inflicted gunshot wound inside a white van after a standoff with police in Torrance. Luna also confirming an 11th person has died as a result of the mass shooting. The man who disarmed that gunman telling a story. Brandon Say, appearing on ABC's Good Morning America this morning to recount his heroic actions, Say said he grabbed the man with the gun and a struggle ensued.
Finally, at one point, I was able to pull the gun away from him, shove him aside, create some distance, point the gun at him, intimidate him, shout him and say, "Get the hell out of here. I'll shoot. Get away. Go."
Say said the suspect did take off to the parking lot and got in his van. Two students are dead after a shooting at a nonprofit mentorship program in Des Moines, Iowa. A teacher also injured. Police say multiple suspects were detained during a traffic stop about 20 minutes after that shooting this afternoon. A former top FBI official is in custody over connections to a Russian oligarch. Charles McGonigal was arrested Saturday when he arrived at JFK Airport, according to ABC News. McGonigal, who was the former special agent in charge of counterintelligence at the FBI's New York field office, is facing a charge of violating U.S. sanctions. It's alleged he attempted to get Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska, who had been sanctioned by the U.S. government, off that sanctions list. And the IRS is going into the 2023 tax filing season with thousands of new customer service representatives. It's all thanks to funding in the Inflation Reduction Act. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
The FDA is working to simplify the COVID-19 vaccine process. The agency said the simplified process could follow a similar format to the flu vaccine. They may streamline vaccine composition, immunization schedules, and updates on COVID-19 as more information becomes available. According to a document shared online, the FDA would assess strains of the virus annually, then in June decide which strain to focus on for the fall season. A recession could be on its way for the U.S. economy. The conference board's leading economic index fell by 1% in December. According to the board, that data suggests economic activity will likely turn negative. The high cost of eggs in the USA has created a new opportunity, smuggling eggs from Mexico.
Border Patrol agents have seen a 300% increase in the interception of fresh eggs coming north. Problem is,
fresh eggs are prohibited from entry into the United States.
Rick Pazza with Customs and Border Protection in Laredo, Texas, says that's because eggs can carry all kinds of animal diseases. And if you're caught, it can get real expensive real fast.
They face an initial fine of $300, and if there's multiple violations, that fine can increase to $1,000.
Even so, the eggs keep coming as eggs on grocery store shelves here in the USA hit $10 a dozen or more. I'm Richard Johnson.
Comedian Maya Rudolph set to appear in Eminem's Super Bowl ad. Speaking with Today.com, the SNL alum described herself as a lifelong lover of the candy. She said the partnership was something that little Maya would be thrilled about. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.